Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Carson Anderson, feedback coming in, and I knew this would come today. The Lions would have been better served drafting Herbert over Okuda. Pass it on. That's from an unnamed texter.
I didn't.
So, no, and look, I wasn't a giant fan of the Tua pick, okay? And I had some injury concerns about it, but I wasn't going to say I was huge on Justin Herbert either. Although I do remember one person telling me this and kind of saying it and then ducking for cover, but he didn't really have the forum to say anything. And that was John Jansen, who told me, he's like, I'd rather have Herbert than Tua anyway. And Herbert looks solid, man. He looks really, really solid. Lots of promise there.
Well, yeah, when you watched that game last night as a Lions fan, whether you're a Herbert guy or a Tua guy, if you were a guy who was, hey, let's get the franchise quarterback and waiting in case Stafford doesn't work out, you know, or you want to trade Stafford, you had your opportunity. So now that it's passed, the reason people are upset, Doug, is you have to hope for, you know, who knows if you're bad enough to get Trevor Lawrence,
right? If
you're
back in a position,
yeah,
to take
exactly.
That
or
right. Yeah,
where, I mean, if Justin Fields goes before you, or whoever your quarterback that you want is. Last year you were in that position, and you don't know what the future holds. That's why people wanted to do that.
I remember we got texts from people saying, even if the quarterback's a bust, you have to take him. And I'm like, what? Really?
Well, that's
even
the risk reward.
Yeah, but you don't have to take him. If you evaluate all those guys as busts, you don't take them. You don't. Now, they might have been wrong on Herbert. They might be wrong on Tua. Who knows? But, like, here's another one. It's a shame the Lions need a full-scale rebuild just 4 weeks after they passed on a franchise quarterback in the draft. We don't know that they passed on a franchise quarterback in the draft. They passed on quarterbacks with potential. Well, the real shame is, I mean, if you want to go full-scale real shame, the real shame is that they didn't trade out of the pick.
That is the real shame. And to be able to trade back and still get Okuda. Yeah, that's the real shame, because
that's the real shame.
That would have been, I mean, for some people, that's the number one option. For some people, it's like 1B. You know, I was a Tua guy. Kang was a Tua guy. But if you told me they could have traded back and gotten a couple of first-round picks for moving back, if they were to work some deal with Oakland or if they worked a deal with Jacksonville, I think those were two teams that had a couple of first-round picks, or Miami – I would have done that. If you gave me two first-round picks for that selection, I would have done that over selecting Tua. But yeah, they didn't move back for whatever reason. They'll tell you they couldn't move back, and you know, a lot of that is because nobody believed they were going to take a quarterback at three anyway.
We got more feedback coming in on this, but Gator, I promised this, so let's follow through. Kang sent you an email. I know your work email was down, so he sent it to your personal email.
Yeah, I've got the work email back up.
Okay.
And
do you see the video?
Let me just get to the here. Okay.
For those who want to follow along
at
home, we have tweeted out the video.
What am I? I mean, I can see the description of what this is. What am I doing, Kang?
Yes.
You're about to watch a video.
Yeah.
I'm not going to watch 6 minutes of a video, but go ahead. Tell me.
We're not going to make you watch six minutes. We're at parts where we're going to have you skip ahead. For people who've got the video, it's on our Twitter account, @DougGator971, and you can kind of follow along as Gator watches this for the first time. And Gator, we'd like you to describe what you're seeing as you play the video.
All right, okay? So like right now, looks like there's a path somewhere up north, a trail in the woods, and you see the colors of the trees, and it's changing. There was a cat in the distance, looked like a cat, and the guy's backtracking. So,
yeah,
probably something bigger than a cat is my guess, because the headline says cougar attack in Utah.
Yeah. So I want you to fast forward to the 45-second mark, all right, and tell me what you see.
That's a big cat. That's a cougar, and that is terrifying to see this cat that is probably, I would guess, like an 80-pound cougar that is now stalking the person who is walking backwards while filming it, because why wouldn't it be filming this?
And does the cougar look friendly?
No. No, cougar does not look friendly. That tail is dragging on the ground. No, the cougar is stalking whoever this person is.
Yeah. And how close do you say the cougar is?
I would guess 25 feet.
All right. All right. I want you to fast forward to the 3-minute mark, okay?
I don't want to do this.
Because there's a lot of stalking.
Yeah, it's still stalking, clearly. This person's still walking backwards. I really hope Kitty ends up being friendly. Just saying. I love cats. I love big cats. I'm fascinated by tigers and lions and cougars and pumas and panthers. I love them all. But if I saw one in the wild, I would soil myself.
And what's the cougar doing now?
Still stuck. Oh, sweet mercy. The legs kicked up as if it was faking like it was going to take off after the person. I mean, the legs splayed out. All four legs splayed out like it was going to run.
Splayed out.
And it didn't. It was... It was like putting a move on a defensive back.
Still stalking.
Still stalking for sure.
Slowly, and you can tell the cougar's growling.
Yeah.
I mean,
have
this
you
is
seen
a
hostile. Cougar like leap forward and kind of launch itself against?
Yes.
This? I mean, like it uses its tails and hind legs to just like kind of
stabilize it.
Yeah, and then like pounce a little bit, right? Yeah. To kind of get the to scare off the prey or whoever this man is.
I get it. Cougars will spread their legs out. I've heard about that.
This is in Utah, still, not Birmingham or Royal Oak.
He's still walking backwards.
Yeah.
And the cougar's close. Ooh, did you see that
one?
I
saw that one, yeah.
Yeah, the cougar is continuing. I mean, that looks like it's about 10 feet away
this
now,
cougar,
doesn't
it? Well, yeah, unfortunately, getting back. He's looks like he might be 15, 20 feet away. But, I mean, that cat can make up the distance in 1 second.
Okay. Take it ahead to about 5:30. All right. It's okay. Cougar's still stalking.
Yeah, still stalking.
This has been going on.
And by the way, it's
five...
a beautiful walking path. A beautiful walking trail. When you're seeing all types of beautiful colors, reds and oranges and greens and purples. It's beautiful. Oh, why can't he take off?
Just turns and hightails
just
it out.
Just turn
of
and ran.
I do not know what happened. But this dude survived being stalked by a cougar for 5.5, almost 6 minutes. What are you
there
supposed
no attack
to do?
Can I stop watching this?
Yes, you can.
I just want to make sure that you're not setting me up for like, you know.
No.
At the end, the cougar's going to come back and maul his face.
We wanted to know, Gator, what would you do? What is the move? How do you fend off a cougar, a real out in the wild cougar, not a Birmingham cougar? Because I'll tell you what he didn't do
tell
at any
no
time.
No, thank you. I have a girlfriend.
Well, you just call the Birmingham cougar an Uber or something.
Right, right.
That's how you get rid of it.
Let's. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I mean, walking backwards because you don't want to turn your back on it. You want to keep your eye on it. I think the person did the right thing. I don't know if you're supposed to make noise, if you're supposed to stand your ground.
Do we have the audio?
Yeah, so you didn't hear it, but I mean, we do have some audio, but at some points he starts hissing because he doesn't know what to do either. I'd love for any wilderness or animal expert to call in and let us know what you are supposed to do. Honestly, because
let's get Doc Antle on the phone and see what he can help us out. Joe Exotic's a little busy right now.
Well, is there a new Netflix documentary, Cougar King or anything like that, you know? But... Yeah, I mean, you pray and you hope for pure luck that what happened to him happens to you at some point. The cougar never actually attacks and decides to go back to her cubs, because that's what happened. She felt threatened because that first little kitty you saw in the video, Gator, obviously was one of the cubs of the cougar.
That makes sense.
And so she sees this, you know, this guy kind of getting close and says, back off. And she pushes him, like, who knows how far back do you think? How many miles? Well, or a quarter mile or whatever it is?
I mean, in 6 minutes, he's probably going a slow pace. He's probably a quarter mile at least,
So she felt that she had pushed him back enough and then went back to her cubs, right? So here's some of the sound that, you know, our listeners weren't able to hear.
Is that Jansen?
Yeah, well, Jansen's really upset about this cougar. What just happened there?
Apparently, it was Jansen. Hang on.
I mean, I'd run away if Jansen started bowing his neck at me.
We'll get the sound and we'll play it for people. But you know, but it's
oh, you got it now, King? All right, let's hear it. Yeah, please. Okay, all right. Slow down. Are you sure?
That was the end of the video when the cat turns around. But honestly, guys, 2 minutes into that video, I would have had a heart attack. Over.
I probably would have killed over dead. Yeah, I agree.
Heart attack.
Yeah, and I would have been able to feed his cubs.
At what point he tells the cougar, I'm big and scary.
Not really.
And then he says at one point, too, Doug, like, I don't want to die today.
it's a nice kitty.
It's interesting. It's interesting you show this video because last night I'm on Facebook and I'm going through and, you know, my Facebook feed, there's a lot of animal videos because I love animals. And, you know, the sweet stories, oh, people rescuing the dogs and stuff like that. I love that stuff. And Cesar Millan, who is the... He's the famous dog trainer. He puts out these videos about reminding people don't mess with wild animals. And there was a video I saw yesterday. There were a couple different videos involving black bears. One that showed up, literally walked across a residential street into some guy's garage. And the guy is like, hey, get out of my garage, you know, and because the bear was going for garbage. And the guy was getting close to the bear, and the bear, like, turns around, and the guy's like, okay, all right, my bad, you know, and backs off. But meanwhile, he's still filming the thing. I'm like, where's the respect for these animals? There is none. And then the second video was, and eventually the bear gets into the trash, and the guy's got to deal with it, and then the bear leaves. The second video was a guy who was barbecuing outside with his family. I think it was down south somewhere, maybe Tennessee. And on the grill, he's got some steak and some shrimp and some kebabs. Big black bear, and he's out in the woods. Big black bear comes over and starts pawing at the grill, and the guy's like, get away from there, get away from there. And he starts, like, shaking his beer at the bear. I'm like, what are you doing? Are you trying to agitate the bear? What is this? Dude, that steak is not worth it. Let the bear have the steak, and then, eventually, the bear is, like, grabbing at the grill, and, like, you know, the flames shoot up because that's what things happen on a grill. And the bear's like, oh, okay, maybe I don't want this. And it kind of hangs around still. The guy grabs his steak off the grill and goes, no, nope, not going to get that. Like, really? Now you're holding meat in your hand for the bear to look at. And then grandpa comes over and says, I want my shrimp. I'm like, what is wrong with you people? Bear eventually leaves, but I don't get people sometimes today, man. Everything's about making sure that video goes viral, and you're going to make yourself the story there. Yeah, you're going to make yourself the story one day because you're going to be dead. It's just stupid.
Well, that video is pretty scary. The question is, what are you supposed to do? He survived. He backed up for 5.5 minutes while an actual in-the-wild cougar stalked him. But we have people that think they know what they're supposed to do. 248-539-9797. We'll get to your phone calls next. 97.1.
No.
That was the video. The audio from the video that we just had Gator watch. It is terrifying. And dude was a runner, and he was running through on this it looks like a mountain dirt road.
This is why I don't run.
Me too, Gator. Obviously.
Running is dumb.
He comes across a tiny little cougar cub, and then mama comes out of the woods and stalks him for 5.5 minutes. And he just walked backwards, filming it with his phone. And, I mean, the Cougar bluffed a few times, got up on its hind legs and pawed at him and probably got within about, what, you say 10 feet was maybe the closest
it
got? I think
the closest it got, yeah, was probably maybe 10 feet, which is entirely way too close. The fact that you could hear this Cougar growling audibly on the phone is frightening, because to imagine how loud it must be while you're out there. Yeah, I want nothing to do with this. But people did have some great responses on Twitch. You asked, what do you do when you're confronted by a cougar like that out in the wild? You get the inevitable, you buy it a drink.
Right, sure.
You should swipe left.
That one was funny. That one made me laugh.
Yeah, I thought that was good.
But we actually seriously want to know, what is the right thing to do?
Yeah, there are... nobody on Twitch, I think, said what to do with a cougar, but they had ideas with the bears. But let's go to people here. Johnny's in Clarkston. He's next up here, 97 on the ticket. Hey, Johnny.
Hey, Doug. Hey, Gator. How you guys doing today?
All right.
What's up?
Awesome. Well, so on my 20th birthday, I had a adventure buddy who wanted us to go camping in the National Angeles Forest out in California. I lived out there back in the day. And so he drew us this little map to follow a pathway. And we got lost in the mountains. It got dark, and we were finally headed back to go down that way. And just before we hit the pretty much where the end of the trail was, where they're at, there's a horseshoe, and we saw two mountain lions, full-grown mountain lions, and just freaked out.
Sure.
And we had no weapons, we were exhausted, and pretty much thought we were going to get killed the whole time. I started singing opera music at the top of my lungs for the next 30 minutes. We were too far to go back. So I just said, we'll just make it to our friends. Hopefully they have a weapon. And opera music worked for me.
So you know opera music, to sing opera music?
I'm a singer. I just sang as loud as I could for as long as I could. And just waiting to get pounced on.
Wow. Was it Pavarotti? I mean, what song was it? What
was your go-to aria?
Oh, please don't kill me.
As long as you don't include the word hot dog in there, I think we're okay.
Oh, man. I wish I had a bourbon at the end of that one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
so they eventually just left?
Well, we just kept walking down the pathway. Pretty much where we were at, there was like a ravine, and there was like a horseshoe trail around. And so they were about 70 feet away, and we had to walk to where they were at. And I think on National Geographic I had heard one time that if you come encountering a cat of any sort, just to be bigger than them. And so I just gave everything I had vocally, and we weren't just going to stand there, so we just edged our way and were just praying that they didn't pounce. But we saw the big green eyes, we heard the growl, and luckily I'm telling the story now.
That's crazy.
Guys, be bigger than them. Make yourself, like, I've seen that via ticket text. You make loud noises and you make yourself seem large and never take your eyes off their eyes.
Little known fact, guys, if you sing Adele, all the forest animals sing back at you. So it actually becomes a really unifying moment, and then everyone goes about their business.
Hello.
No, it's the other one, I think. She has two.
Oh, they're all the same. I mentioned she did Skyfall. And I don't know. Terry is next up here. 97 on the ticket. Hey, Terry.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I just want to say, from the expert's standpoint, that guy did the right thing. He kept eye contact with the cougar. He kept backing up, and he was trying to grab some rocks. And that's what you do, because he was being stalked. As long as you make eye contact with the aggressive acts of the animal, you will be okay. And the cougar eventually backed off. But it's another video. You guys were talking about a black bear. Somebody had a Jack Russell. And you don't know what a Jack Russell is.
A little dog.
It's equivalent to the dog on Frasier.
Yes.
So this Jack Russell went after this black bear. The black bear tried to run up the tree. He tried to run away and eventually chased him away. But I just want to give that guy credit for just filming it and just watching the cougar submit to its actions. So that was fantastic to me.
Well, people are saying he threw a rock at it at the end, and that's why the cougar
yes,
took off.
Did.
But But Terry, if this is the way to go, if this is like textbook of how you handle the situation, then I'm glad I watched the video. Because if exactly. it gives you some kind of experience of what you should do in that situation. Now, again, we would all soil ourselves first and then figure it out later. Maybe what you're throwing isn't a rock, but, you know, something a little looser, if you know
but
what I mean.
But you got to show some aggression to it.
Well, that was terrifying. That was as terrifying a video as you're going to see. And that probably felt like 4 hours to that guy.
Oh, yeah.
Like 5.5 minutes.
His heart rate must have been off the charts, right?
Yep.
And I think as a novice who knows nothing about that stuff, your instinct is, okay, you want to, like, do what everyone's saying, right? Kind of be bigger, keep eye contact. But how aggressive are you supposed to be without, you know, enticing a fight? You know what I mean? Or enticing right. it to attack you. So I think that's where it comes in as someone who doesn't know anything. Like, you want to be aggressive, but not, like, I don't want to fight, but I want to show you that you don't want this. You know, because the dude will goes, please don't kill me. So he's polite. But then he goes, you're a scary dude. He complimented the cougar. So, I mean, where are we? And at the end, he throws a rock.
248-539-9797. We've tweeted out the video if you want to watch it for yourself, at DougGator971.
Someone tweets this or puts this out on Twitch, which is a great question. And Doug, maybe you can answer this too.
Yeah.
From Scrawl Alexander says, Gator, the real question is, what would Rip Wheeler have done?
Oh.
Rip from Yellowstone.
Rip would have stared that thing down. Rip would have rushed it.
Well, Rip didn't rush the bear that attacked him, but Rip was ready and prepared to pull the gun on him and shoot the bear dead. And the bear was closing in on small. Rip would have handled that situation without a problem.
But it's a great question.
And then he would have gutted it, cleaned it up, and thrown it down as a rug for his lady when he came back.
Yeah, because Rip is the most alpha dog character on television.
I got you a present.
That was from the video. We just had Gator watch, and many of you I know have clicked on and watched it on the our Twitter feed that we sent it out of a cougar in the Utah wild on a mountain dirt road stalking a runner. And we're just like, what are you supposed to do? He walked backwards for 5.5 minutes and eventually threw a rock at it. And when he threw the rock, the cougar took off. Matt writes in via ticket text, I have a great Euro step. I would use it to get around that cougar.
Ooh, good Euro step.
Good Euro step yep. can get you a lot of places.
Yeah. Far away from Harden, or at least a foul call.
Right, right. Well, do you want to take the block or the charge in that one? No. It's not going to end well. But look,
the cougar's never going to set its feet in time.
That first step's going to be great. But eventually, now you get past the cougar, but now you turn your back on the cougar, and the cougar's going to catch up to you. But you're going to get the basket. So that's good.
From Edward in Rochester Hill says, every time he turned his back to the cougar, it would make up ground. You can never turn your back on them. You stand up as tall as you can, and you yell at it. I've encountered several in the mountains. Saying please actually doesn't help.
Does it hurt?
Saying please never hurts, right, Gator?
Never hurts.
Well, you guys heard the audio. How far was that cougar away, and how close did the that cougar sound, right?
It sounded like
it's
close,
right,
man.
How loud was this cougar?
It's loud. It's loud. Seriously, it scared the hell out of me. Just listen to the audio is worse than the video. The video is frightening because of what it is. And I know some people tune in and we're expecting to see some horrific injury or maybe that the cougar actually mauled the guy. I'm glad it wasn't, okay? But that stuff is, what we just saw was pretty scary to begin with. Just think of, if you put yourself in that situation, terrifying.
248-539-9797.
Let's go to Jeff on a cell phone. Welcome to 97 on the ticket. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how's Doug Gator? How you guys doing?
All right.
What's up?
I just want to say, you know, the guy did everything that he could, and he did it right, you know, by continuously backing up, not making himself a threat, being loud and vocal, and you don't ever turn your back on a cat. So the good thing was he stayed in eye contact with that cat.
How do you know this? I mean, we've seen that a lot, but did you research this? Have you come across it?
No, I've never come across an animal like that in the wild. I mean, I've come across bears, but you know, being a hunter, I've just seen enough videos to where, you know, people do dumb things and people do the right thing. And this is why I don't ever go out in the woods without my firearm on my side. But
so I was up north over the weekend, and I did two things. One is I found a trail, and I went mountain biking. It was great. And another time, I was hiking through the woods. And it does occur to me, what if I come across a bear? Because a bear, are you supposed to play dead for a bear?
Depends on the bear.
If the bear attacks you, yes.
If it's a black bear, aren't you supposed to fight?
The difference between black bears and brown bears, a brown bear will most likely maul you,
right?
But a black bear will eat you.
Hmm. Because I've heard, and again, I don't know. This is all wilderness stuff that I'm not involved with here. But I've heard that with black bears, you try to act big. You try to act loud and scare the bear away.
And yes, loud as big as you can.
With brown bears, you just curl up in a ball and hope that you survive.
Yeah, because once they feel you're not a threat, they'll leave you alone.
So you don't need to maintain eye contact with bears.
Oh, yes. You don't run from a bear either, because that entices the chase factor. Then you become prey.
All right, so you maintain eye contact.
Yeah, and I also want to say, I know people have said it in a video, right before that cougar runs when the camera dips down, he throws a rock, and he hits that cougar with a big rock. That's why it runs away.
Yeah, well.
Hopefully. I don't think that cougar was backing off.
You don't know what that cougar. Look, the cougar is protecting its.
It's cubs.
It's cubs, yeah. Or whatever. So, I mean, I think that probably doing the same thing. Once it realizes that you're not a threat and you're going away, it wants to get you as far away as possible.
And then go back to its cubs.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, the only time you run, guys, is if you're with someone slower than you. That's the only time you run, right?
Yeah.
Like if it was me and Gator, I'm sorry, Gator, I'm faster. I'm going to have to take off, man.
I understand, but if. But also keep this in mind. I may grab a hold of you
and throw
you to the cougar. All right? Listen, I watched season 2 of The Walking Dead. All right? Remember when it was Otis, right? Wasn't it Otis that over by when he and Shane went back to get some medical supplies at the hospital, and they weren't going to make it back because all the walkers are coming at him, and he sacrificed Otis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow. Man. That goes way back.
Let's go way back.
Man,
poor
nice
Otis.
Polo gear.
Thank you.
248-539-9797. Ticket text to the same number. You make loud noises. There's another one. The cat finally leaves because he throws a rock at him. Whatever you do, do not Google beating off cougars. Okay, yeah, make sure of that.
Doug, you've beat the snake before.
Right.
How do you beat a cougar?
Right.
Like, how do you, or, you know, distract a cougar?
I don't. I succumb. Joe writes in, black bears are like giant raccoons. They are very easily startled, get loud and big, and they run away. Grizzly bears, on the other hand, ..
You're screwed.
Yeah.
Somebody had posted something that said to the effect of, if it's black, fight back. If it's brown, go down. And if it's white, good night. In terms of the bears, if it's a polar bear, forget it. You're totally messed. You have no chance.
You're plus, you're probably done. Cold.
Exactly. I'm going to go out on a limb and say I will never encounter a polar bear in my life. Call me crazy. I don't think that's going to happen.
Of all the advice, that's not one you need.
Yeah, polar bear, I'm not too concerned about. An anaconda, not terribly concerned about. Black mambas, not really that concerned about. Yeah.
From It's Vanessa 19901 on Twitch, you hope the bear is Mitch Trubisky.
They only kill lions.
Yeah, I was going to say, not even a lion fan.
I have no problem with you.
I'm from Green Bay.
Put on a Packers jersey.
Or you just say,
around.
I'm not from Detroit. No.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.